In April of 2018, I found myself launched into the middle of a free speech war between the racist alt-right and what they view as liberal America. I had traveled to Tunisia to attend the Tunisian Book Fair, which had invited me to present my work. The fair was held in a small convention hall, and though every event, panel, and bookseller was indoors, there was a metal ashtray stand outside almost every bookstall. I had a sore throat and walked through the smoky stalls, picking up books in Arabic. One stall carried rainbow-colored Qurans, delightfully queer in their brightly colored pages. Another boasted large poster maps of Africa. I bought an Egyptian novel and walked up the stone stairs to the second floor, where the panels, talk, and presentations were taking place, and entered a heavily attended room. The panel was on disabled writers and readers, specifically addressing the needs and concerns of the visually impaired. Two of the speakers on stage identified as blind. One wore her sunglasses and a cane and spoke in a quick Tunisian accent, Arabic, French, dialect, that I didn't understand. This was true of all Tunisians. They understood me because I speak Arabic in an Egyptian dialect, and so much of television and film comes out of Egypt. So in conversation, they would kindly adapt their dialect so that I could understand. Things wouldn't be as easy for me at the book fair, and I was prepared. I took a seat, chewed a cough drop, and tried my best to decipher what was being said. Soon, a visually impaired man joined the stage and spoke at length. At some point, another blind man stood up and asked a question at the microphone. A few minutes later, not happy with the answer, he stood up, shouted at the man on stage, and huffed out of the hall. At least seven other men did the same, following him. All the men held walking sticks and wore sunglasses. I got out of my seat and followed the men to see what was happening. When I got outside, they were all smoking cigarettes and shouting, blowing off steam. I asked one of them what happened, and he said that the man on stage was an elitist who silenced them and pretended to speak for all blind writers in Tunisia. Soon, the men were escorted back into the hall by a book fair volunteer who assured them that they would have a chance to share their opinions. I was staying in a hotel right on Bourguiba Avenue, where the Arab Spring had begun 7 years earlier. The avenue is not wide by American standards, really, what is, but it features a pedestrian central lane where people of all ages strolled, with trees and bushes planted on either side of the street. The night I'd arrived, there was a Palestinian Rite of Return festival being held near my hotel, in a tent that had been erected in the central pedestrian lane. For hours, I heard Mohammed Assaf's rendition of the Palestinian resistance song, "Raise Your Kafiyya Up High," blaring up into my window. Tunisians love Palestinians, and it was strange to be in a country that so openly displayed this love. To be Palestinian is often to be silenced, erased, demonized, vilified, and monstrosized. In America, Palestinians are terrorists, Muslims, ugly, violent, fetishized, traumatized. In much of the Middle East, they are an old problem during a time when there is an ongoing new problem, that of Syrian refugees. In Tunisia, where the PLO was exiled after Israel's war in Lebanon in 1982, Palestinians are celebrated and exalted.